This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now. Okay, let's go through the MVPs that Tom Brady has gone through to get to a Super Bowl or to win a Super Bowl.
This year?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes. Ryan.
Why are you going
Peyton Manning.
Revisionist history.
Right. Why are you talking about OS?
Yeah, why are you talking about old stuff?
And unity is the path forward.
Every time I bring out Cam Newton's MVP season, you go, that was 5 years ago.
If you mention Cam Newton one more time the next 2 weeks,
stay
I'm
on the
set
now.
Myself on fire.
Stay on the now.
Do it, you won't.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and be
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Greg, the host.
Sports Hardo, Greg Hill.
Who are you glomming onto for your tickets?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the hottest ticket to get, man.
I mean, I think it's inappropriate that Curtis and his father both wrote in saying that they were doctors and that they should get some of those first responder tickets.
Dr. Pepper.
Wiggy's a doctor of life.
Wiggy,
really?
You just had such an easy line. Dr. Dre.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Oh, he forgot about Dre.
Featuring Instagram influencer Danielle Murr.
But Danielle, how awesome is the Progressive dinner going to be over Jared and Ivanka's?
Oh my God, it's going to be incredible.
And Ivanka.
Joined by.
They jealous us.
Wiggy.
This will be the $1 billion question that Tom got to a point where he was like, I don't want to deal whatever it is no more. And we don't know what that is.
Because
Danielle, can the $1 billion question have a double negative?
Can we play back the $1 billion question?
But that's what it is.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England, Ken. And Curtis.
Speaking of triggered, my God, Ken.
Well, that is just a total lie when you put that clip in there.
I
like
didn't
that.
Save any clip. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You didn't save the clip?
No.
Who saved it?
I don't know.
Do you have no morals? Do you have no scruples at all?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what? Four.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
How do you say anything? Cucumber?
Cucumbers.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Bacon goes with anything. I couldn't sleep last night because of Wiggy's local news level tease on Instagram. He said he had some kind of information which he was going to share this morning. So I don't even know.
They call that a big market tease, right?
Well, big market, big league.
Is that what the
local news level tease?
Okay. I'm learning.
There I was last night doing nothing. waiting for the Celtics game to start at 9 o'clock, and I see Wiggy on Instagram with a tease announcing that he has heard some sort of information which is going to rock the world.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When do we get that? Is it immediate? Is it in your
my lead?
It's in your lead.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So
okay.
Rock the nation.
All right, well, let me get this useless business out of the way first then, so we can get to your lead and to the leads of everybody else on this program. If you want to call this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can always text on the text line, which is 37937. You can listen to this program this morning and every morning on any of the radio frequencies around New England that we have for you. But if you cannot do that, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app. And if you have yet to download the app, it is simple. And make sure you favorite WEEI after download to make that process easier. And of course, you can view the program should you decide you want to at WEEI.com/watch or on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. So all of that out of the way, we will get to the dumbest of the day at 7 this morning. And then the WEEI pen game of the day.
Uh-oh.
All right.
We have a surplus of logoed, ink-filled WEEI pens around here. So we will give away at least a pen at 7:20 this morning when we play the game of the day. And it involves the 311 service here in Boston, Massachusetts. And I think we're calling it 311 actual or fake complaint to 311. Is that the name of the game, Curtis?
That rolls off the tongue.
All right. Okay. So we will do that. We will do that at 7:20 on this morning show. But right now, let's get right to this.
This is The League.
It, but I think it's I do know it. Is it Whitesnake?
Bang.
And
bang.
Is the song called Is This Love?
Nicely done. Very nice.
Wow. You almost had me there, Ken. Yeah. Almost.
That is a great power ballad.
That I'm feeling.
Yeah. First Whitesnake lead on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
When it comes to power ballads about soulmates, it's going to be tough for you to get me. I love a good top 40 power ballad about your soulmate.
By the way, underrated voice, David Coverdale. Maybe not top five all time, but unbelievable voice.
Fantastic when it comes to the video production. I mean, they made fantastic music videos.
Tawny Kitaene back in the day.
Kid.
Yeah.
What was on top of like an IROC Z or something?
Yeah, that was LB's. That was a moment of silence for LB. He hasn't passed away or anything.
Whoa,
but,
breaking news here.
Moment of silence because he loved Tawny Kitaene in that video.
Yeah. Well, who didn't?
And he loved the 80s. That was his decade.
He's still the... He thinks he's in the 80s still.
I think Bill Belichick has some good fortune coming his way, Greg. Mm. Adam Schefter yesterday pointed out this is an unprecedented offseason of quarterback movement that we are about to enter into. Mm-hmm. And right now, you have the big five of quarterbacks out there, forget about the draft, that are ready to change places. Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Matt Stafford, Jimmy G, Carson Wentz.
Cam Newton.
Nope, didn't make my list. Forget about the 15th pick. They're not in a great position in the draft. They are in a great position to trade for one of these guys.
I thought the owner was forcing Wentz on the next head coach.
Like, maybe.
But
we'll see. If that's the case, it's the big four. But Patriots fans right now, if they get to the draft and Belichick trades down for a third-round pick or something, or they bring in another Cam guy, they are going to riot. Bob Kraft has to step in and talk to Bill and say, look, Bill, stakes are raised. We got to get one of these four guys. Let's do whatever we have to do to get one of these four and change the franchise around.
I'm on board with that one, Ken. I want Deshaun Watson. But
and is it your guess that Aaron Rodgers is going to leave? Like, do you think he's so frustrated with not only what happened, I guess, in their relationship during the regular season, but with the way that game was mismanaged by his head coach on Sunday, that he's gonna go.
Yeah, but I think it all started way before that when they traded up to draft a quarterback in the first round. Right. Like that's like Aaron.
And he was kind of pissed about that.
Oh
right?
Yeah. And him and LaFleur before that kind of like had a little friction as far as play calling and the offense and the direction. So, you know, you kind of throw all that in and then you throw on top of it that NFC championship game. I think and then to say that after the game, he clearly wants out of there.
All right. And the Patriots, Greg, are one of the few teams that can take a contract like that. So that's to their advantage.
Yeah. Great point. Thank you, Ken.
Good morning, everybody. It hit me last night after listening to people, Ken, at the beginning of the day and then all across the dial, people saying how Brady has a dream team in Tampa. What are the Kansas City Chiefs, if not a dream team?
Pretty good.
You have the greatest quarterback right now. You have a Hall of Fame head coach. You have what everybody tells me is the most brilliant offensive coordinator in the world who should have a head coaching job. You have Steve Spagnuolo, a championship defensive coordinator who stopped Brady multiple times in the playoffs. This team is loaded. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Le'Veon Bell doesn't even play on their team. It's absurd. But the fact is that people look at Mahomes differently than Brady because they're tired of Brady. They want to look for anything because what Brady's doing does not compute. It doesn't make sense. All of his stats have become so far from where the rest of the pack is that the only thing the national media can do is attempt to denigrate him. And that's by putting the credit to other people, whether it's Belichick, whether it's with Bruce Arians letting him coach and be the GM too. But let's stop saying either team is a dream team. They're both loaded teams, and that's why they're playing in the Super Bowl. You need to be good to play in the Super Bowl.
Right. Great points, Curtis. Speaking on behalf of Tom Brady and the Brady family all morning long, it is Chris Curtis. All right, Wiggy?
All right, well, I got some info last night that had me tripping. The Patriots will be re-signing Cam Newton. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, all right.
I'm just playing with y'all.
Wow. Yeah. I thought you were going to announce Wiggy Beach at the site of the Super Bowl.
Great idea.
Everyone has their shirts on.
Wiggy and Gronk Beach, Tampa. One week from Saturday.
Cool. Nah, there'd be no shirts in that one. Then, I mean, that's showing.
You have teased this thing like Tawny Katane's hair in 1982. So what is this lead?
Well, this lead is very simple. Like this man, like myself, will never shy away from a camera or an interview. And when you look at him, I've been saying this from day one. And it blew my mind when I found this out. Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked in the summertime when he was on Matthew McConaughey's show if he had any money in the vaccines. Here's a clip of it.
Okay. This is something that I found on the internet that some people have questions about. Do you have millions of dollars invested in a vaccine?
Matthew, no. I got zero. I'm a government worker. I have a government salary.
Okay. Government worker.
He's zero. I'll tell you, one guy who's kind of been at the head of this whole pandemic, who's been kept whole, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Makes more than the president of the United States of America.
You're kidding me.
Made $417,000.
That's more than Cam.
He must be the highest paid federal employee. Anthony Fauci is the highest paid federal employee in the United States of America.
Blew my mind.
Believe that?
$417,000?
Blew my mind. I'm thinking like, all right, dude makes more than the president. Dude makes more than the people that came up and concocted the vaccine. Dude makes more than all the frontline workers that are putting their lives on the line every single day.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm like, bruh.
And he's been kept whole.
He's been kept whole. That blew my mind when I found out how much money that man made. I said, listen, this dude's been in a bunker for, 20 years. No one knew his name. Now he won't turn down a camera in sight and come to find out he's been whole through the whole pandemic.
Let's go, Curtis. Karen Spilker.
All right. Interesting, Wiggy. Very interesting.
Mind blowing, Greg.
Danielle, what do you have for a lead?
You know, on this program, there are not many things I love more than giving unsolicited advice to people. So my advice for you this morning is do not, if you are a very rich person, charter a private jet from Canada to the United States, stand in line with a bunch of motel workers to get the vaccine, and then ask for a ride back to the airport and perhaps, I don't know, arouse suspicion in people. This Canadian casino mogul who made $10.9 million as
Anthony
a CEO.
Fauci?
No. As a CEO of a gaming company in 2019. His name is Rodney Baker. He's 55. He's got a 32-year-old wife, Katarina. And the two of them chartered a private jet on January 21st to Beaver Creek and said that they were new workers at the local motel. So they got in line with about 100 other people to get vaccinated. And they had this whole story. They dressed the part. They looked the part. Everything kind of checked out. So they got their vaccine and then immediately asked for a way to get to the airport so they could get back on the private jet and go to Vancouver. Now, the people in the line were like, that doesn't add up. So authorities tracked them down at the airport. Now, they were able to charge them with failure to self-isolate and failure to follow a travel declaration. But really now, like, the maximum penalty that they face is about $1,100 in fines and possibly 6 months in jail.
Well, this is going on, apparently, here in the United States also, where even in Massachusetts, there are people that are traveling to New Hampshire, where my governor rules with an iron fist, Governor Sununu, because it is easier to get the vaccine in New Hampshire than it is to get it here.
Okay.
So I know where I'm going. Yeah, people are traveling to other states and other places under the guise of being something that they're not in order to get the vaccine.
Kind of like Fauci, first one in line.
Isn't a Wiggy acting like he could try to fly under the radar anywhere? Okay.
All right. Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
It seems this morning that the long national nightmare may be over for Robert Kraft. And I'm not talking about Tom Brady, Curtis, playing in Super Bowl 55 next Sunday. I'm talking about the unfortunate setup that he endured at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa when he was just trying to get himself a massage like any other American man would. A U.S. district judge has now ordered that the video of the actual act or acts cannot be released.
Huh.
Danielle.
I know what you did there. I see what you did there.
And it must be destroyed. Uh-huh. This is the state attorney in Palm Beach County, Florida, Dave Ehrenberg.
The Orchids of Asia Day Spa was a notorious brothel in a family shopping center right next to a game room that attracted children. Rich guys from a local country club lined up to receive sex acts throughout the day until the place closed around midnight.
Unfortunately, no one will see the video of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kraft and his attorneys went to the court to seek relief,
I can just see you writing that stuff in your notes on your iPhone last night. Like, I'm going to use the word release and relief.
Make sure to pause, then say Danielle.
And it was obviously it was a sticky situation.
Okay. But that is true.
After the probe was over.
No. Right.
That videotape will not be coming to light.
Oh, okay.
Now you're pushing it.
All right.
I'm just trying to jump on the bandwagon.
That's it.
Okay.
The last shred of evidence is that's it. It's gone. It's over. And we can all move on to something else, like Ken Laird and what is trending this morning.
Teddy Bruschi joins OMF tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Celtics, a little late night action, a 16-point win in Chicago. Jason Tatum is immune. He's back from COVID.
He's back.
24 points, not too bad. Started hot, then finished pretty strong. Jaylen Brown with 26. No Kemba last night. He sat out the second half of a back-to-back. But
no COVID fog for Tatum. It didn't appear like, if you were watching that game last night.
Yeah, not really.
No.
It's only Cam Newton who suffers from the COVID fog, according to Wiggy.
Well, it is a real thing. It is a real thing.
Here's a little bit of Tatum discussing the COVID.
I felt all right. I felt a little clumsy. I feel like I kept tripping over my feet. I was just a little winded. In the beginning, but, I started to feel fine as the game went on.
Celtics are supposed to be in San Antonio tomorrow, although the Spurs-Pelicans game Monday was postponed due to lack of players, so we're not sure if they're going to make that trip. Bruins tonight against Penguins, 7 o'clock faceoff. Pasta, your man, is back at full practice, although won't play until the weekend at earliest, but still, that's great news.
Yeah, contact, though.
Yeah.
Did you say Saturday? Could be back Saturday.
Yeah,
which would be great.
Against the Capitals in Zdeno. Yeah. Pasta Chara coming up this weekend. Big Red Sox trade with the Yankees for just the second time since 1998. Northeastern Husky alum Adam Ottavino coming in. 35-year-old reliever along with a pitching prospect for cash or a player to be named later. Interesting trade, and basically the Yankees looking to get under the luxury tax threshold. And the Sox looking for they've kind of bought a prospect here.
Well,
but they also got a good, maybe a co-closer with Matt Barnes. Ottavino's good. Very good.
They need arms, baby.
The Red Sox and Yankees are getting along better than Patriots fans and Tom Brady.
Pitchers and catchers supposed to report in 3 weeks, but nobody knows if that's going to happen. Tonight could be the Curt Schilling Hall of Fame announcement.
Wow.
6 o'clock.
Wow.
Very interesting. He might be the only guy to get in, and he's on the bubble as it is, particularly in light of some of his comments during the insurrection. Mm-hmm. He lost some votes.
I mean, is there any chance that he does?
Yes.
I
mean, right now, the advanced guys that count these ballots have him right over 75%.
Which he should be in the Hall of Fame. It's
What he believes in, what you know, where he stands politically, should have absolutely nothing to do with his achievements on the baseball diamond. It should have absolutely nothing to do with that. We live in a time where people get dragged for daring to express their opinion, and that should have nothing to do. And Curt Schilling probably belongs in the Hall of Fame, does he not?
Yeah,
he does.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Absolutely, but the baseball writers have a guy in named Bill Conlon, who is a pedophile. He's now passed. He's still in good standing in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and these same writers are saying that they won't let Curt Schilling in because of the morality clause.
Yeah, that's in the media wing. Nobody holds the media to a standard. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP favorite for Super Bowl 55, Curtis. Sorry about that. Brady is a distant second, so suck on it.
That's it's really trending. Only a two-man race.
I would say Tyreek Hill and
now
Kelsey are in the mix. You don't think? Tyreek Hill could have a huge game.
Yeah, but if he has a huge game, then that means Patrick Mahomes had a huge game.
Don't sleep on Scotty Miller.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Ken, have you had a chance to watch the Bee Gees documentary yet on Netflix?
No.
I've been wanting to see. It's also, I think it's on HBO, too, as well.
Oh, it is. You're right. Yeah. It's not Netflix. It's HBO. It's really good. Mm-hmm. You have to watch it. Wiggy, you want to watch that?
Yeah, I'm a Bee Gees fan.
You are?
Yeah, I didn't realize they were all brothers.
You didn't?
You would think when you would say that sentence.
Yeah, I watched those. I like the music. Like, if you want to see a good one, they got the Motown one. Uh-huh. They got the one of Teddy Pendergrass. Yeah, I like the music
it's
ones.
Pretty good. They get into Eric Clapton and his drug use, and it's really good. And you know what? Speaking of television, real quick, Your Honor, the television program, has redeemed itself. I was worried about it because the fourth and fifth episode were not that good. Huh. But it's completely redeemed itself. So if you're not, or if you gave up on Your Honor with the Bryan Cranston, then you should go back. Now, let me ask you a question. Procedurally, because we're focusing on Congress and the impeachment and their procedures and the way in which they do things today. If somebody is issued a lifetime ban on this radio program.
Yes.
But yet they call up and they are willing to offer something of value as a trade to be allowed back on. And it is something that we all probably want.
Oh.
Would you waive that lifetime ban for one phone call?
It depends on the reliability of said delivery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How confident are we that that final product, whatever it may be, will be delivered?
And how bad do I want that final product?
Right.
And the issue here is that the trade will almost definitely include some speaking
by that individual.
By the banned individual. And in my opinion, there is no speak. We dump it the second he talks and we hang up.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean,
so none of this game, like, oh, I'll hand it to her, like all that stuff. No.
Sure.
That ain't happening, though.
What? No, exactly, Wiggy.
So what?
The gatekeeper over there.
What the artist formerly known as Scott from Weymouth appears to be offering is a Super Bowl pick from his mom.
Okay.
Should we allow him to be back on the program momentarily? What? Where does everyone stand on that? Here's a text that says, no.
Yeah, I'm with the texter.
You are?
Yep.
I'm all about giving people second chances. You know how I feel.
I'm ready to
bring back Cam.
There it is.
Boy, see, 628.
And Kyrie.
I only lean in the direction of potentially giving him a chance based on the multiple messages that he sent me saying that he was working on his situation.
Meaning his sobriety?
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah. Or I mean, whatever led to.
Well, there's,
you know,
several
situations.
He has several situations. One is he still lives in his mom's condo.
That's a pandemic, guy.
And he's 40 plus.
It's a pandemic.
He's in his bedroom. He's ranting about something. Who knows what?
He hasn't been kept told during this whole pandemic.
Here's a New Hampshire listener texting in. Hello to all of our New Hampshire listeners.
Hi.
And the New Hampshire listener says, do not make a deal with the devil. Do not do it.
I don't know that Scott's that powerful that we could call him the devil. He might be a minion.
It's like the Illuminati.
Maybe in lieu of having his mom on, we set up a GoFundMe for his mom so she can get the hell away from him.
Oh, I like that.
Scott from Weymouth is my name. If you want to Google me.
I'm telling you, overwhelmingly on the text line, the answer is negative.
Oof.
No.
Oof.
No redemption.
Oof.
There is absolutely no redemption for Scott from Weymouth.
Man. Plus, we know what his mom will pick.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, she's probably going to pick Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
That's the best draw.
This show may have been unfair. I came to this realization last night. This program and
was that
some,
before or after the baked chicken ziti?
It was
with the low fat, a whole bag of cheese.
Yeah, it serves 22. I don't know if you noticed that in my picture. I wanted to Instagram an after picture, but I burned the cheese on the top of it. It didn't look good.
Oh no! Wow, burnt cheese is great though.
That's shocking. You let it cook that long? I would have thought you'd bring it out of the oven too soon.
He does that whole, like, he puts a mouthful in and you do the.
Oh, you not there? Is there anything worse than burning the roof of your mouth?
No.
Yes, Scott.
That is the worst injury that one can suffer from. And I almost died trying to crawl over a puppy gate.
Lasagna.
You get that rolly thing at the front of your mouth at the top. It's the worst.
Yeah, but where was I? What was I saying?
You were talking about
Something that you were doing.
Oh, that I came to the realization.
Yes.
That this show and some of the listeners may have been unnecessarily cruel to Tom Brady, and that we may need to do something to
send him an edible arrangement.
No, we just may need to do something to make good.
Okay. Did you get a text from Nancy?
No, I did get a text from Nancy. I did get a text from Tom's sister, but that's not why I decided that. I just what he has accomplished this season and what he's going to accomplish by being the first quarterback to appear in the Super Bowl in three consecutive decades.
Mm-hmm.
is an extraordinary achievement.
This is about Super Bowl tickets.
No, it's not.
Yep.
No,
exactly. This is about somewhere. Super Bowl tickets. I can't believe I didn't smell it from the get-go.
Andy's the first quarterback to prepare in a Super Bowl in his home stadium.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Life is challenging for all of us. It doesn't matter if you're Tom Brady or Greg Hill.
Okay. Two prime examples right there.
Oh, two people who have come up from the bottom. Now okay. We're here. All
we right. both began our trajectory on the bottom rung.
Yep.
And we have risen
yes.
to the top of our respective fields.
Yes.
Started from the bottom.
Greg has risen to his own condo where he's eating a massive platter of chicken and mozzarella.
It was low fat mozzarella. Yes.
But not when you use the whole bag again.
It's half the calories.
No. Weren't most of us here during the Snackwells controversy in the 90s? Have we forgotten about Snackwells?
That did look like one of your meals, though, Hill Man.
And it doesn't work well, Greg, when you use the 60% less sodium and then apply salt to it.
Right. Was that TB12 approved?
It was not.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Oh, quinoa pasta.
Greg's easy chicken ziti bake is not TB12 approved. No way. But, Danielle, do you remember on the old show,
maybe
when we did the parody off for Christmas, the song?
Yes.
Maybe we should do a. I'm sure Wiggy would choose. Wiggy, have you ever rapped?
I've rapped before. Yes. Actually, I mean, all you got to do, like the artist formerly known as Scott, Google it.
There you go. I want you to do some Migos mumble rap.
Hey, by the way, did you see that video of the video of Cole Beasley rapping?
No.
Oh, my God.
Spitting game?
Really? Okay. Unbelievable.
All right. I didn't see that.
You need to check that out.
He's the NFL's version of Eminem.
Honestly, with hair. Blew me away. How good he was.
Oh, bleep. He gonna do it again. He listening to Many Men getting his mind right.
Oh, this sounds like a Joker Stick segment.
When was that from?
Maybe we should do that. Every person on this program has to create a Tom Brady parody.
All right. I'm going full Joyner. All lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you are?
I need Stan to help me.
Go backwards with it.
Oh, well, no, you can't have Stiz Grimey help you because Stiz Grimey has to do his own.
Oh, that, which that, we're that means
that,
him.
That might mean that Wiggy can't rap his. Wiggy needs to go.
Do you not remember the song I wrote for Ebony and Ivory?
I mean, yes, I do remember. I mean,
I'm a classic songwriter. Mm-hmm. Coming straight out of Compton, a crazy mother named Ice Cube.
Wiggy just reads out loud from Black Sports Online, and it sounds like he's rapping.
Nobody better take "I Will Always Love You" because that's what I'm doing.
Of course. You're gonna rap to that?
Right. I don't know. I want to consider that, and maybe we'll put a deadline on, and everybody will have to have their song done by Friday. I just bought another row. here is Steve. Steve.
Hello? Hey, great. Good morning, everybody. Steve. I'm going to do my best Iron Maiden impression to give you my opinion on whether we should keep Scott, okay? Mm-hmm. Let him who hath understanding the evil one. He is not. She who gave birth to him is the evil one. Keep the ban.
So you would say no Scott, lifetime ban in place is apparently, I believe, what you're saying.
Don't even say his name.
Yeah, all right. Don't mention his name.
No. You can't even say his name.
Here's a text. Here's a text which says, just like Tom Brady, Greg also came back from a devastating injury.
Okay.
Yes, that's true. That's
all
true.
Right.
The Puppygate incident.
Yes.
We both began our trajectory on the bottom rung.
Yep.
And we have risen
yes.
to the top of our respective fields.
Yes.
You know, these guys do not have any concept. Well, I shouldn't say you have no concept of what torture is because I know what you've worked with before. But when Greg had the Puppygate incident, he had for a while, it was his right foot, so he couldn't drive. So not only was he being chauffeured into the station, but we would have to plan for Greg has to pee.
Oh.
And in the old building at 20 Guest Street, it was a long-ass hallway from the studio to the bathroom. So he'd be, like, on the crutches, you know, with rejoin music's coming back on. LB's like, I got this, kid. I'll take it. We don't need Hill Dog. Don't worry. I'm like, LB, wait. Just hold on. Shoot, don't put the mics on yet.
I almost died. I mean, you don't realize I was on crutches for 4 months in the middle of the worst. Remember we had that worst winter ever?
Yes.
Like whatever
like
that was,
17
5 years
feet of snow.
Ago.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, it's going to snow today, by the way. So
yeah, a bunch.
Just so that you're prepared. No, it's not. It's
a few inches.
It's, yeah, that's not a bunch. It's 1 to 3 inches.
Oh, okay. That's
It's going to start around 4 or 5 o'clock today, so be aware of that.
Going to be dry, but it's going to be cold.
Here's your pal, Derek the Steelers fan. Derek, good morning.
Yeah, you're kind of like these NBA players that come back from COVID, like the only people in the world that it like – really affects. And Jason Tatum needed extra days. That was you in Puppygate. Like 5 months of complaining and Scooter Rascals and the whole nine.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
It was a near fatal injury, but luckily I recovered.
You know, I'm starting to question your leadership. If you're actually asking whether you should consider that loser after the way he treated. If LB was still on the show, LB would have got arrested. He would have grabbed that kid and stuffed him somewhere because the way he talked to those nurses, it shouldn't even be a question in your mind.
Well, let me ask you a question.
It's a wrap for that guy.
Let me ask you a question about leaders. We were just talking about Tom Brady. Is Antonio Brown playing in a Super Bowl for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Oh, wow. Snap. Good point.
Well, we'll see about that. Bell and Brown made the Super Bowl, but neither one of them are really, factoring in like they thought they would. Bell doesn't even play. You know, they lose their starting running back, and Bell still can't get in the lineup. and it's funny, Hill Dog. I liked your lead this morning. You know, it's real funny when you want to do a victory lap on that subject. But if I call in about it, my phone suddenly turns into Edelman's phone. And next thing you know, I got dial tone. Isn't that funny?
You have made multiple comments about Orchids of Asia and Mr. Kraft. And they are always allowed on the program. I don't know what you're talking about. So
Okay.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place.
Wiggy's lead though was really cute, huh?
Yeah,
Kenny, your hero. Okay, there's a reason. Like I tweeted at you yesterday. There's a reason he made it through multiple administrations and multiple decades on the public dole, and this is his time. His 15 minutes is almost up.
Derek, there were a lot of people who were upset with Wiggy's lead this morning, which was that he was shocked to learn that Dr. Fauci is the highest paid federal employee, and he makes more than the president of the United States.
And then those are the people, they're going to cry and want, he should be making more. Listen, it's okay, people, to have another opinion. It doesn't mean we want people to die. It doesn't mean we don't care. It doesn't even mean that we actually follow your fraudulent crisis and do these protocols and guidelines. But it's okay to have an alternate opinion. And I'm just telling you, in any government job, we tell the president he can only be there for 8 years, okay? But this kid's been there for 35, 40, and you're telling me he's not tainted? You're telling me that he doesn't, do his job based on keeping federal money coming into his little laboratory? Please, wake up.
And he's not even mixing up the chemicals.
Look, I don't know. When you work 50 years at a place like you, Greg, you're bound to make the most money in the corporation.
Mm-hmm. No, he's making the most money out of everybody.
But we can all agree that the way he said that to Matthew McConaughey, where he goes, I'm just a federal employee.
I'm on a government salary.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you would think he was making, $1.25 or something like that.
I want to work for the government.
That's disingenuous at the very least.
I've heard Greg make some similar comments on his paycheck.
It's like Greg making more than the CEO of the company, though.
We're not talking about what I make.
When you make twice what Boomer does, I mean, it's a little embarrassing.
It really is.
That is not the... That's not the
three times what Boomer makes.
We were talking about Fauci.
Come on, Boomer.
Segwayed.
Fauci makes $417,000.
Highest paid.
And he's been kept whole.
Yes. Makes more than the president.
Through the pandemic.
Can you imagine Greg at dinner with Fauci? Like, Fauci would offer to get the check, and Greg would be like, no, no. I know you make all the money, Tony, but I'll get the check.
So do we
then hoping he would say no.
Fauci, we wear a mask or not? I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Well, now he's saying
let me wait till the scientists beneath me that make $50 a month. Right. Let me see what they say. Hey, they wearing masks now? Hey, everybody, wear a mask.
All right. Coming up at 7, we will get to the dumbest of the day. And then at 7:20, it's the WEEI pen game of the day. Speaking of the pandemic, we have shared with you throughout the last 10 months some of the complaints that were made to the 311 service here in Boston about those who were not following the coronavirus guidelines. So our game today at 7:20 is a variation on that. And you could win an ink-filled WEEI pen coming up when we play the WEEI pen game of the day at 7:20.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm going back to Massachusetts. Something's telling me I must go home.
Wiggy just figured out that the Bee Gees are brothers and that their last name is not Bee Gee.
Yeah, I didn't know that they were brothers. I mean, I'm sorry I don't have...
The Gibb brothers.
I do like their music. I'm sorry I don't know everything about the Bee Gees.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
But I do like their music.
I believe there's a rapper in the news today when we get to the news at 7:30 who is upset with Shia LaBeouf, and I had no idea who she was. So,
Curtis Shia LaBeouf.
you had no idea who Shia LaBeouf was?
No, I don't know who this rapper is, but we'll get to that during the news with Danielle. And also, also during the news at 7:30,
who's Justice Bieber?
During the news at 7:30. If you have been asked to show your bubes for airport screening and yes, you're a woman, you may have been duped. So
that's a great story.
We will get.
I'm excited for that.
We will get to that news.
Boob watch
and the rest of the news coming up at 7:30 on today's show. And we will be joined at 8 this morning by Ken's arch enemy, former New England Patriot Matt Light.
All right,
who will share some thoughts on Tom Brady and Super Bowl 55.
But he's Curtis's archenemy because he's called this season irrelevant.
Well,
so Brady's accomplishments mean nothing, bubkus.
My life has been irrelevant.
He was that man's protector for his, what did Matt Light play for, 10 years, 11 years here in New England, Wiggy?
Yeah.
And so he knows him better than many. So this is Steve. I think it's Steve from Fall River. Do we have a regular caller photo of you, Steve?
No, but I found a good one. Going to Championship Sunday, which I guess is going to be a memory from now on. I got to preserve it.
Uh-huh.
I dusted off my Ty Law shirt I bought after they somehow let him go. By the way, somehow let this guy leave the franchise.
But can you please?
That was a precursor, by the way, to Brady leaving. We'll let Ty Law go. We'll bring in Dwayne Stocks. We'll be okay.
Can you?
That'll work out okay.
Could you please get that photo over to Jake Scorsese, our vice president of video production, so that it can appear on the screen for those who are watching the program? Can you do that, please?
I'm going to be a little challenged figuring out how to do that, but I'll do my level best.
Well, it's a picture of you screaming at a child smiling.
No, it's a picture of... it's a good picture. It tells you where I stand. It's got the greatest... Patriot of a great Patriot, Ty Law, who did make it into the Hall of Fame. I like Kurt Schilling, but God bless, the guy doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, not because of his views. But anyway, I want to try to get through the same Jermaine.
Jermaine, you were so steely-eyed and so clear last year after the season ended and the Patriots lost that game that people were walking away from Brady. And you were like, with a few other people, including myself, the five-win team, 5-7 wins. Mm-hmm. And somehow you got taken off the track when he got this character in June. And I want to ask you one question. Doesn't that mean it was all about the quarterback? You're going to come and say, well, it depends who was taking over, which means it's still about the quarterback. You thought it was going to be Jared Stidham 5-7 wins,
right?
But if it was, but it's still all about the quarterback. Depending on who you were going to have in there, that was going to move the needle. The quarterback, not Bill Belichick, who's the static guy. Mm. So the next question. You can come on round to that, but now we all heard somehow this urban legend that the coach down in Tampa Bay is a blooming idiot. Shouldn't even have the job. He's a clown. He's a court jester. So you're telling me Tom Brady left the greatest coach in the world, home sitting on the couch, and he took a court jester, a clown, a chameleon to the Super Bowl. Doesn't that mean it's all about the quarterback?
Well, I think, in this case, it does. If you got a guy like Brady, Brady's a one guy who can go from one team and basically turn that team around and put that team in the Super Bowl the next year.
But in this case, I think it's as much about the attitude and the leadership as it is about the ability. And I think the guy, and this is why I feel like we must pay tribute to him, is... He went down there and essentially taught those guys how to, I guess taught is the wrong word.
Yeah.
Showed them that you can do it. Like it's his attitude. It's like you can be a wild card team and you can win three on the road and get yourself to a Super Bowl. And we were talking about it yesterday. That's the intangible part of it. That's the leadership part of it. That's the can-do, must-win attitude that the guy brings to a franchise, and you can't deny that.
Right, but that I
even if you're somebody who hates him, even if you're somebody who thinks he left New England and he didn't have to, and you think it's the narrative about taking less money is not that's ridiculous because he got the money at the end, whatever.
But I think it's more about it's. Like the leadership qualities are there, but I think what Brady did is he changed the mindset. That's the difference, right?
Yes, he did.
He brings this mindset of we can win and winning culture because he can't do that everywhere. You need the pieces in place to be able to do that. Like he's not going to go to Jacksonville with no pieces around him and then all of a sudden going to change the mindset because we saw it here last year with the team he was on last year with the Patriots. You know, he didn't have that talent around them and they probably had the mindset of knowing what it takes to win because they had Bill and Brady, but they weren't able to win. What he was able to do was take talent that they had down there and change their mindset, how they go about doing their business, putting in the extra work.
No, I understand the doing your business part, but a lot of that he got from Bill.
All of that he got from Bill.
Like, I guarantee you he went back there, you know, Sunday night or yesterday and sat those guys all down and said, listen, you know, get your business stuff done now, figure out who you're getting your tickets to, you know, get all that stuff out of the way. That's all stuff that he learned from the great master.
No.
Yeah,
the tutelage.
Right.
Yes, the tutelage of the great master, Curtis. I know it pains you to think about
Scott Pioli was on Rich Eisen about a month ago, and he was talking about, he was asked when he knew Brady was different. And he said that in the off season, when after his first season as a rookie where he was the backup to the backup, he would go back and he saw the lights on at like 11 p.m. inside the field house. And it was Brady by himself on a Friday night throwing, using resistance bands.
Do you think he learned that by watching Bill, who shows up for work at 4:30 a.m. and doesn't leave until 3:30?
No, he was a grinder his whole life.
Come on, Curtis.
His whole life until the last two seasons when he skipped off season.
Okay, the guy.
Let's focus here.
What kind of leader was he then?
Give the guy. I'm giving Tom Brady full credit for what he was able to do with that franchise. Wiggy's right; they had weapons, but he also He went down there as a leader, but you got it. He learned a lot of that from Bill Belichick.
He learned because he wasn't a highly sought after quarterback. Okay. He had to be his own advocate to get that scholarship at Michigan.
You're so miserable.
I'm not miserable at all.
I mean,
yeah, like I agree.
I'm telling you the honest truth, Greg. He was a grinder his whole life.
I understand that.
I agree.
Nobody's
with
taking that away from
him. You said he learned it from Bill. I'm saying he didn't.
He learned the leadership qualities. He learned the prep. He learned that stuff from Bill.
No, yeah, that's right.
Here's what Bill did. Tom was always, he always had, and Curtis is right, he always had that, like, it's me against the world, chip on the shoulder. So he always knew he had to put in the extra work. He had, I think what Bill was able to do is unlock that even deeper mindset of, like, this is how you got to operate to be the greatest of all time. Like,
that's right.
It's about putting that work in and every day, you know, what are you doing to get better? And Tom took that to another level where some guys, they're just complacent with their ability and they don't take that. They don't put the hours in. They don't watch the film. They don't study. Some guys, it comes easier for them maybe because they have the athletic talent. And I do agree with Curtis. When you come up a certain road, sometimes you put a little bit more in.
Right, Ricky, you were an undrafted free agent.
Yes.
Who made it big and had great success in the NFL.
I appreciate that.
Straight out of Eastie.
You had to start at Marshall, then get to Georgia, then get undrafted, then go to the Jets, then get with the Patriots, win a Super Bowl. You were a grinder because that's the only way you knew how to do it.
Right.
And when the Patriots called, I was so excited. You know, I was like, I don't have to be an insurance salesman, you know?
And he was drafted 199, and it's very similar. He wasn't recruited heavily in San Mateo. He had to go 199 in the draft. He had to work his ass off to get to the backup position after being the fourth quarterback on the depth chart. That's all him.
Right.
Once he became the starter, I believe that the relationship that Bill and Tom had helped Tom immensely in preparation.
Yeah. That's all him. But
that's all I'm saying.
That's all him, but he then learned. Like, for me, I learned from Parcells and Belichick my rookie year. I learned from watching the other guys around me. I used to watch, you know, guys like Roman Pfeiffer, Keith Byers, Eric Green, like these other guys.
Fourier.
That were around me. And I used to see Steve Atwater, and I would watch the things that they do to try to emulate and saw what made them great. I would ask Jumbo Elliott about certain, you know, blocking tips, and because from watching him, and I think what Belichick did for Brady is he kind of molded that dog you have in you.
And did people not want to eat lunch with you because you always talked all the
time?
And
Tom was able, Tom was able to take that down there and change, I think, that attitude in some ways of that football team. And it got them to where they are, which is in a Super Bowl. We'll get to that coming up, and we will also get to the dumbest of the day next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.